A2FBR partners with IBJR to shape Brazil's regulatory future. Online gaming and sports betting operator A2FBR has become the latest operator to join the Brazilian Institute of Responsible Gaming, IBJR. With the new addition, IBJR now boasts a membership of 15 active operators in the jurisdiction. A2FBR operates six distinct online betting brands in Brazil, including Betbra, Fultbet, Bolsa de Aposta, Pinnacle, Matchbook, and BetSpecial. With its partnership with the IBJR, the operator demonstrates its commitment to responsible gaming practices, aligning with industry standards and best practices. Established in March 2023, the IBJR aims to collaborate with policymakers and industry stakeholders to promote responsible gaming practices and shape regulatory frameworks for the industry. The group's members include well-known global brands such as Bet365, Betson Group, Entain, Flutter, Kaizen Gaming, KTO Group, LeoVegas, NovaBet, and SkillOnNet. With A2FBR on board, the IBJR's membership now represents a larger segment of licensed companies in Brazil, strengthening its position in policy discussions. IBJR speaks out against new legislation. A2FBR's membership in the IBJR comes as the Brazilian government considers significant legislative changes that may impact the operations of the online gaming sector. In June 2025, the Brazilian Senate approved new legislation introducing a range of restrictions on gambling advertisements, sparking concerns within the industry. The Brazilian Institute for Responsible Gaming, IBJR, has been the most vocal critic of the bill. In a statement, the group expressed concerns that the stringent restrictions on gambling advertisements would severely limit communication between licensed operators and consumers. The IBJR argued that this could create a vacuum that would be filled by unlicensed operators, ultimately undermining efforts to direct users to safer, regulated platforms. Brazilian soccer clubs have also spoken out against the restrictions, warning that it could lead to estimated potential losses of around $281 million.